Okay, here we go. Five short Parshas Kisisa ideas. Post Purim Tavshin Pei. Our learning should be in Zchus for Refuah Shlema for the entire world, for the entire Klal Yisrael, to hear Refuah and Yeshuas, specifically for Aaron Shaul ben Rachel, Refuah Shlema Karav Mamish, and for Eliezer Yitzchak ben Shifra, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. First idea we'll say, we're going to try to connect each word to Purim a little bit. It's from Rav Meir of Apta. Rav Meir Apta from the Sefer Ola Shemaim. The pasuk says in the third pasuk of the parsha by Machzor Hashekel, Zet Yinu Kol Ovei Al Pekudim Machzor Hashekel B'Shekel Kodesh. And says Rav Meir Apta, what does this mean? Zet Yinu. You should give like this, and it'll help you mimichaper for all the things that you did wrong, right? Because he says Pekudim is a lashon chisaron. He says, Zed Yitnu, you want to know how to have the tikkun for your averas, call over al Bakudim. You want to know on all your averas, everything you did? Zed Yitnu. What's Zed Yitnu? Yitnu is a lashon of Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu, right? Yitnu, which means give. But Yitnu also says that in Avar Shalim comes from Tanu Rabbanon. You want to know how to fix your past? You want to know how to set your future? Make sure to shtag. Make sure you have to learn. Make sure you understand what learning is. The Torah is our life. It's our life source. It's our force. Connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is exactly what the Sfas Emes says on Purim. The Gemara Megillah tells us on Tav Zayin that the Sfas Emes explains, La Yehuna Masa'ira, the Simcha Basasam Vikar, and Ora Zutora. We know the Gemara makes the Drasha of Simcha Zuyonta, Sasam Zumil, Yakar Zutfelon. Says the Sfas Emes, just tell us that the Klal Yisrael got the Torah again, and we received Yontif again, and Mila again, and Tfelon again. What's this over here? What's this whole Drasha? Don't leave out the Drasha. Says the Sfas Emes, no. You want to know what happened? La Yehuda Ma'isa Or, we felt the Or in Torah, and we felt the joy in Yontif, and we felt the gladness in Bris Milah, and we felt the glory and the splendor in Tefillin. When there's something changed after that Purim, something changed on Purim, we actually felt the light of Torah. It says this Hasemas, when you open a Sefer, when you open the Torah, you mamash connect to the source, to the force, to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. That is exactly what learning Torah is. Some people get so upset, and Purim is over. Chas v'shalom, Purim is never over, and now we're just Chol Moed Purim. We took all the teachings that we learned from Purim, and now we're in Chol Moed Purim. And the biggest one is to understand, now it's time to shtag, to learn, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, dafka through learning Torah. Beautiful idea from the Olei Shemayim, Rav Meir Apta, and the Sfas Emes. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Rebbe of Melech, whose yortzeit is Chof Aleph, Adar, coming up very, very soon. The pasuk says by the Ketores in Lamed Chof Gimel, you have to take for yourself these prime spices, 500 shekel weights of this pure marjoror. It goes on to the different other things. But says the Rebbe Melech, what's the deeper pshat? Says the Rebbe Melech, it's very, very beautiful. So sometimes we have things that are very marrow in our life. We have very bitter things. We could have things that are going on. Our regular schedule, maybe someone in my family is not, something's not going well. So he says, our job is to make the besamim rosh mar, to take the mar and make it besamim. Mechovos shel ish Yisrael afoch esamar b'yoseh rosh mar l'reich nichoch besamim. We all have hard times. Are you going to let the hard times cripple you, or are you going to make it into reich nichoch? Are you going to take the mar and make it besamim? That's what Mordechai is. The Gemara says in Chulin, right? Mordechai min atarminai and mar juror. From this. Mordechai became Mordechai Davka from taking his hardships and everything is hard to add on his life. Davka, and he made it good. That's what the Gra Vilna Vilna Gaon says. Megillas Esther means to reveal the hidden of the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life when things aren't going so well, and you still take those struggles and you learn from them and you grow from them. Like Gefurtner says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik become a Tzadik fall seven times. No. A Tzadik becomes a Tzadik through the falling when you get up. You don't let the Mariers take over you. You learn from your mistakes and you grow from them. And that's exactly what the Rebbe Melech is saying here. Right? You have to make the mar, make it besamim rosh. Make it, the reich nichoch, make it the most beautiful smelling thing in the entire world. And then you can learn from your mistakes. And that's exactly what Mordechai learns from Mordechai Melech Rami Noah and Davka from this pasuk. And Davka, that's what Rav Hunter says, becoming a tzaddik is. Moving on to idea number three. The pasuk says, Laman Aleph Tezayim from the Chidush Sharim Ala Torah, the first Gerebi, the great grandfather of Sfas Emes. The Shomer of Anei Yisrael is Hashabbos, the Asos is Hashabbos, the Dorosim B'Yisolam. And we see this on Shabbos all the time. Klai Yisrael Yun for Shabbos, it should be for 6 days a week, it should be a bris for the Dorosim B'Yisolam. And says the Chiddush Rim so beautifully, what's the deeper Pshan the Dorosim? He says, the Dorosim means that not just for your generations, but a person has to enter into Shabbos. La'asos is a Shabbos l'dorosam. L'dorosam is a lotion of dira, says the Chiddush Arim. Lotion of dira, that a person just can't just have Shabbos. You have to live in Shabbos. You have to enter into Shabbos. And what does enter into Shabbos mean? And enter means into Shabbos that I'm completely connected to the Ribbono Shel. Just like yesterday, today, we're in Shushan Parim Yerushalayim, we're completely connected to Purim. We're completely connected to the Ribbono Shel. We're one in one. We're connected in mamash to the Ribbono Shel. Wherever we go, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos reminds you, the end of the day, we're always connected to the Ribbono Shel. I heard a Moshe Taka, why is it that the Arizal, the Bnei Tzelzcha writes from the Arizal, why is it that smell is the Midah of the month of Adar? Why Dafka? The Sfarim say also that it's because that's the one thing that the Chid Eitz Hadas didn't use very good. But Dafka, why smell? So I think I heard from Rav Shor. Rav Shor says when you go into a mall, you go into a store, what happens? You pass by a certain place, you pass by maybe a Nordstrom's, a Macy's, you walk through a couple of aisles, what happens? You smell something. It's in the fragrance, it's in the air. It becomes part of you. Right, like the coronavirus. Even if it's next to you, it becomes part of you. It comes. So the havdalah of dalos, Shabbos has to become part of us. Purim has to become part of us. When we learn, when we daven, when we do chesed, when we do shmita naim and sneas and everything, midos has to become a part of us. We can't just do it. We have to be it. We have to live it. And that's exactly what the Chiddush Arim says here. Chiddush Arim says l'dorosam is a lashon dira. We have to live in Shabbos. Purim's not over. Chas v'shalom. That's the yitzhar. That's a malk. That's a homam dig of you of Purim. Someone says that Purim's over. No. You take Purim with you. Purim's not. It's not over. Maybe in the calendar it's over, but it's with you. It's inside of you. We're taking it with us. You have to live in it. What does it mean live in it? It means be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a real spiritual dig away. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam wants Shabbos, then he wants Motzei Shabbos. And just like he wants Purim, he wants Motzei Purim and Motzei Shishar Purim. And to take the Shitzar and Shivzar and to be able to continue on to be a holy Jew, continue on, but to make sure that it becomes part of us. L'doros and Lashon Dira, beautiful Adil Chiddush Arim, and Rav Shor, moving on to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes to us from the Holy Divrei Yisrael and Majitzer. So right after we know Klai Yisrael does B'cheda Ego, Perek Lame Beis, Pasuk Lame Beis. Oh, Lev. Moshe Beinu defends Klai Yisrael. V'ata im tisa chatosan im ayin mechenin amestivich asher gasavta. Right? Sometimes we are so focused on the end of the Pasuk, but says the Divrei Yisrael, you gotta look at the beginning of the Pasuk. If you would bear this sin, HaKadosh Baruch, if not, erase me from your book you have written. Says the Divrei Yisrael, what's Va'ata, Chazal tells? Va'ata is a Lashon Tshuva. Va'ata is a Lashon Tshuva. Moshe Beinu is saying, Va'ata, Ribbono Shel Olam. They're going to do Tshuva. Im tisa chatosam. If you just lift them up from their sins, you'll see that they do Tshuva. Beinin says the Majitzer, whether you lift them up, or Va'afilo Yim Lo Tisa, the Majitzer even adds, whether you lift up their sin or not, I know that they're going to do Tshuva because a Jew's essence is good. Mechenina Misifricha, Moshe Beinu was willing to put his life on the line, literally, because he knew that a Klai Yisrael, a Jewish Neshama, wants to do the right thing. And it says, that's a Va'ata, Va'ata, Im Tisa Chatosam. If you lift up their sin, and the Majitzer says, even if you don't lift up their sin, I know that they're going to do tshuva. I know that a Jew's essence is good. And that's exactly what the Amalek's against us. Amalek is against us to be able to say, oh, you sin, you can never come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And our job is to say, no, that's not the avodah. The avodah of a Jew is we can always do tshuva. That's why if you look at Rabbi Eitan Feiner, his brother wrote an incredible sefer on Purim. Shoshanas Yaakov Avinu on Purim, the inspiration and depth eternal, Rabbi Avi Feiner. He writes in a beautiful chapter on Charvona. Why is it the Charvona is spelled with a hey, an aleph in the beginning of the Megillah, and then it's spelled with a hey at the end? So he writes a beautiful essay, and he quotes from Rav Hunter that the Gemara Menachas tells us that the world was created with the letter hey. The world was created with the letter hey. What happened to Charvona? Charvona changed teams. He realized that he was on the wrong side. He realized that at the end of the day, Haman was wrong. How did Charvona know, says the Marsha, how did Charvona know about the 50 Amos tree in the backyard? Because originally he was on Haman's team. He took part and parcel of the entire essence of the killing of Mordechai. But then he realized what it means to be a Yid. He could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just because you sinned in the past doesn't mean you can't change. He became Charvona with an Aleph, Tar Charvona with a Hey. What's a Hey? Hey is the Chodesh Baruch Hu created the world with a Hey. Hey, right? If you saw the beautiful Rabbi Yoel Gold video, it's a side door. Look it up. It's great homework. If you fall off a letter Hey, if you fall on the bottom of a Hey, you always have the side door on the top to be able to get back in. It's a letter of tshuva, this is what I'm saying. The letter of tshuva, you could always get back in. And that's what Charvona did. Charvona was an aleph at the beginning of the Megillah because he was a Rasha, and then he became Charvona with a hey because he did tshuva. And that's why Rabbi Feiner writes, he says, by Avraham and Sarah, Well, how do they become Avram and Avram? Because the letter Hey, Avraham and Sarah. From Avram to Avraham and Sarai to Sarah with the letter Hey. And that's our Chavona with an Av, Kim Chavona with the Hey, because he did Tshuva. And that's what the Divrei Torah says here. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish Neshama. A Jewish Neshama is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why when we drink on Purim, we show the Ribbono Shel Olam our true inner self is that we don't want to sin. That's just Yitzhahara. That's just the sword should be Yitzhah, the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin. We want to do the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. But what gets in the way of the Yitzhahara? But every single one of us is good. And Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to put his life on the line to take me out of your book, Ribbono Shel Olam, because I know Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, whether you take their sin or not. I know the Jewish neshama. What a beautiful insight from the Holy Majlis Rebbe, and a beautiful insight Rabbi Feiner, Rabbi from Rav Feiner, a beautiful, beautiful idea. Moving on to the fifth and final one. If you look at the last pasuk of the Aliyah of Sheni, the pasuk says, "V'diva Hashem Moshe upon him, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe upon him, Kasha Yidaber Isha Ra'eil, like a man speaks to his friend, Isha Ra'eil." He returned to the camp, and Yeshua never left. Didn't from the depart within the camp. Says the holy Beit Bas Ayin, the Rav from Tzfas, otherwise known as the Rav of Avrech, of Avram Dov of Avrech, his body's kever in the Tzfas and Old Cemetery. What's the deeper idea over here? Ish El Re'eo. That reminds me very much of Ish Matanos Levi Oinim. Mamishloch Manos Ish Le'el Re'eo. What's the... Well, Kisi's always around Purim. I saw this idea. Mamish shook in my socks over here. Says the Bas Ayin, you want to know when's Kaisha Yudaber Ish El Re'eo? When you have Achdus, and when you're unified, and you care about each other, whether you're a Jew in Westchester, or a Jew in China, or a Jew in Australia, or Florida, or Chicago, or you care about everyone, you have Achdus, you care about every Jew, and you're doubting for them, then V'diber Hashem HaMoshe, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will talk to you, then upon him, then the Ribbono Shel Olam want to be in your Shechina, will want to be together. When a father sees that his children get along, when a father sees that his children care about each other, that is when the father cares. First, he wants to see if you care and you're united and you care. That's what Purim's all about, right? We know the Gra and the Sasasamas both have the same idea. Beginning of Megillah, Haman goes to Ahasuerus and says, no, there's a nation, Mefuzer and Mefura, not just physically, but spiritually. And that's the last thing that Esther tells Mordechai, Leich Knosos Chol Yehudim, gather all the Jews together. It's the pinnacle moment. Before I go into Ahasuerus, before I go to Melech Malchi, I'm looking to Davin, Leich Knosos Chol Yehudim, Davin together. And that's why the Rizal is in the minute before you Davin, what do you have to do? You have to Mekavah yourself, Mitzah, after Leich HaKamoicha, right? Take upon yourself the mitzvah of Adam. Before you come to your tata, before you come to Abba, before you come to daddy, before you come to dad, you have to tell your dad you love his family, you love his children, you love your brothers and sisters. And that's the whole idea over here from the Bas Ayin. Before you come to, you want to know how to cut, you want to have the Ribbono Shel Olam talk to you upon him, you have to know Isha Eyo, how's your Achdus doing? How's your unification? How are you caring? How are you caring about from people from Klai Yisrael, from strangers you mamash don't even know, you're davening for them? Is your Shmon Esrei different? Is your learning different? That's the whole Avoda. To be able to want to be one with their Ribbono Shel Olam, care about his kids. Beautiful insight about science, about Simson the Girl. Moving on, let's just review these five ideas. We started from Rav Meir Apta, Zeh Yinu Kol Ver HaPikudim. Sometimes we have avers in our life. You have Pikudim, you have things that are missing. Want to know how to have, it's the biggest tikkun, Zeh Yitnu. Yitnu is Lashon Tonor Rabbanan. You have to learn, you have to shtag, you have to grow in Torah. Megillah Tezayin says the Sfas Emes, why Dafka to say Orizu Torah? Just tell me that we got Torah, we got Yontif, we got Meal, we got Tefillin. No. Because after the Purim, we felt the Or in Torah, and we felt the Simcha in Yontif, and we felt the Sason in Mila, we felt the Ikar. We mamash felt the Or in Torah, a Jew's life now. See, but take the light of Purim and find it in Torah and our learning, every single one's level, to be able to find it, and especially in our learning. But Davka, because we know Purim is Gemara and Shabbos, Pechas, we makabel Torah ba'av ratzon, Davka in Torah. The Nomei Malach says, as a kach lecha b'somim, Rosh Marjorah, we have to take the Marias of our life and make it besamim. And we all have hard times. We fall from them, or we grow from them. We make it sweet. We make it geschmack. We make it gevaldik. We sweeten it. We sweeten the judgment. We make sure that it's beautiful. And that's exactly where Mordechai's name, Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin. What does it mean, Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin? He became Mordechai Tavka from this hardship, Tavka from this lesson. And that's exactly why. Rav Shor says, Tavka, when you go somewhere, you become part and parcel. You become part and parcel of who you are. The Rizal says from the smell, Dafka is the smell. When you have the midah of smell, it becomes part and parcel. That's Mordechai from the Ketores. even when you have hardships, what we said from Rafuner, I believe. Sorry. I'm still trying to think of the last second thing we said. Rafuner said, Shadi people said become in static, the alcohol so they're falling. When you have an affiliate, but you grow from them and you become a different person from them. That's taking your Marias becoming a bigger and better person. The third idea was from Nichudushim Lidorosum. Well, Doshul doesn't mean to have Shabbos with Dorosum, not just for your generations, but to be Dira, to be able to live in Shabbos, to be Shabbos is part of you. Like Rav Shor said, now you get to the Rav Shor. Rav Shor said, Davka, when you pass the perfume, what happens? It becomes part of you. Lahavdil Corona becomes part of you. Our job is to take perm. Perm's not just over. Perm's mamash with us, and Shabbos is with us. And when we learn, it's mamash with you. When you do anything in Ruchnis, it becomes part and parcel with you. The Derosa means that you should take it with you, but you're not the same person before Shabbos and after Shabbos. You're not the same person like my good friend Joey Rosenfeld. You're not the same person before perm and after perm. You're a different person after perm. After everything in Ruchnius, the Divrei Yisrael, Amar Beis, the Ata, Im Tasa, Tisa, Chatasa, Menorah Shabbina says, Rabbonoshom, at the end of the day, you have to lift up their sin. And even says the Divrei Yisrael, even if you don't lift up their sin, I know that they're going to do Tshuva, Menorah Shabbina says, because the Jewish Hashem always wants to do good. That's the lave of the entire Shemos. The lave, every Jewish Hashem wants to do good, no matter where they are. And that's the whole Avodah, Charvona, says Rabbi Feiner's brother, Rabbi Aya Feiner, beautiful, Sefer, Perm, Ration and depth eternal, such a beautiful savior, right? Chavonah with an Aleph, and then Shinzu with Chavonah with a Hey. After by the killing of Haman, what happened? Because what happened? Such a Hunter, and he explains so beautifully in this Maimer over here. But Rabbi Feiner explains that he became a different person. He realized that he was on the wrong side. He did tshuva, and when someone does tshuva, you have the letter Hey, just like Avram, because Avraham and Sarai becomes Sarah, the letter Hey. Even the letter Hey shows you when you can fall, you mamish get back in. We quoted that Rabbi Yoel Gold, and finally, the fifth and final idea, the Baas Ayin, you want to know how to speak to the Ronosham, upon him, first kashe debar ish arayu. How do you talk to each other? You have yachtas, you're unified, you're caring about each other. Then you have the zochah to have the shechina, the upon him. That's the sasemus grass, the whole avodah of Purim. The whole avodah of Purim is that we were amafuzim afurad, haman says takashiros. But leich kenosis kol yudim, when we gather all the Jews together, it's the koyach v'achtas, no one can touch us. We should zochah bez Hashem to find the light in Torah, to always feel the light in Torah. And hafachu means that even though things are hard, we take those hardships and we grow from them. We don't become crippled or paralyzed by them, but we grow from them and we become more different people. We have the munat and the bonus shom. We have to understand that everything spiritual that happens in our life becomes part and parcel of who we are. To be able to understand that a Jewish Hashem is always good. We always want to come back. We always have the ability to do tshuva. And the Jewish Hashem is always good. And the pintaliyah and us and every single Jew that we meet. And Be'ez Hashem, we always have the kolach of achdus. We have the kolach of achdus. We'll be zochah to speak to the Rosh Hashem. Upon him, siyat Shmaya. And Yishlam Kosh, we should be sorry to us from us, from Kolach Chayas, from the entire island. Be'ez Hashem, be sorry to us.